PXY Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy. Welcome to the show, you guys. 75 degrees for the high today. Breezy brought up, I think we touched on it earlier this morning or even yesterday, that, I mean, we know that you've been going through a huge transformation. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of life changes. Typically, when anybody does what you've done, they feel one way and one way only.
Right.
Ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, that hasn't been the case right now for you in the last couple of weeks.
Right.
Why?
So for those of you who may have missed it, or maybe you don't follow me on social, so you don't like actually see what I look like, but I, over the course of the last 10 to 12 months, have been undergoing a pretty significant weight loss journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I can officially say I'm down 70 pounds, which is amazing.
70?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So that's cool.
I will tip my hat to you on that.
That's... And, you know, I've been working my ass off. I've been doing all of the things. I've been staying consistent and just, you know, the results have followed, which is great. And all of that is so good. And I've wanted this for a really long time. And I've been very open and honest ever since I got on this show about my struggles with my weight and my eating disorders and all of the things that come with that. And this has been, honestly, like my dream and my ultimate goal to not be skinny per se. That's not ever the goal. It's just to be healthy and to feel confident in your own skin. And don't get me wrong, I've always been a very confident person, whether I was 100 pounds heavier or 50 pounds lighter.
We know that.
But it's just, it hits different when, you know, your body actually matches what you feel about yourself. So it's been really great. And everyone has been very supportive. And I've been, you know, giving myself grace through this journey. And I feel honestly like I can't really complain or talk about this because all of these good things are happening.
Right.
Like, it is a good thing.
Sure.
But recently, over the past, I don't know, couple of weeks, I talked about like how I cleaned out my closet and how I got rid of a lot of clothes. And a lot of that was just seasonal, but a lot of it was also like none of these clothes fit me anymore. And then the clothes that I did keep, like they still don't really fit me, but like I need clothes.
Right.
And I wake up every morning and I'm like trying to find something to wear. And like, if you know anything about me, you know I'm a fashion girly through and through. I absolutely love dressing up and accessorizing and looking nice. And that's just what I love. And I'm in this in-between stage in my journey right now where, like, I'm not going to buy a whole new wardrobe because there's still more weight to come off.
Well,
so
how much more weight do you think you're going to lose?
Like 30.
So you want to altogether lose 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm. That's the ultimate goal.
I mean, and don't get me wrong, I understand your frustration with this, but it's a problem that I think so many would love to have. And you
right.
love a good deal. So you're
yeah.
buying a majority of your clothes at like Marshall's, and you're going to, where else are you shopping? Target.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you're not having to spend a ton of money on clothes if you were to go like, you know, Guess. Where
right.
I don't even know what the mall has to offer anymore. You're buying all your clothes online.
Right.
And that makes it even more difficult because you can't try it on.
Which is the other thing. It's like, I don't want to order all these clothes and then like maybe they fit and I don't know. And I know it's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people would be envious. But also on the other side of the coin, I know there's a lot of people that are going through something similar right now where their clothes don't fit in the opposite direction.
100%.
And that's a whole nother can of worms and something that people deal with. And I've dealt with both things, you know? So I just want you to know, I think the overarching theme of what I'm trying to say is like, although these problems may seem like non-existent because there's so many positive things happening, there's still a back and forth push and pull with your brain of like, it's kind of a mind twist a little bit because you're not used to this body.
Well,
and you're seeing yourself in your old version of yourself's clothing. And it's just, it's bizarre. It's bizarre.
Yeah, no, I guess I get that. I mean, listen, if I ever start coming into work consistently wearing sweatpants with the elastic band, then you know, I've gone off the rails here.
100%.
But I think that maybe, I don't know how many of you would love for you to call or text in right now if you've been in this situation where, yeah, everything great is, it's going well for you, but there's this one thing that's keeping you from 100% being able to really experience it in a joyful way.
And also, like, it kind of leads to a little bit of body dysmorphia a little bit as well, because it's something that I'm not ultra comfortable with or used to yet. So I'm like,
but when you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror, I mean, overall, are you happy? You must be. All the work you've put in?
I definitely am. And I'm really proud of myself. And I love the way I look and feel. It's more about a feel, right?
Sure.
But it'll feel a lot more like full circle moment when I have clothes to fit the body that I've worked so hard for.
Well look, here's what you need to really start thinking about is what's to come in the future.
Right.
And what you have to look forward to.
Right.
You got a lot of life changes coming up. A, you just lost 70 pounds. B, you're moving into your girlfriend's place in Fairport. You're totally different change of scenery in the next couple of months.
Right.
C, you're going to save a buttload of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the money you do save, yeah, you're going to put away for a house, but also you can make this experience of buying a new wardrobe.
Yeah.
A positive one.
Right.
You know what I mean? There is stuff that you can look forward to.
Uh-huh.
Because all the work that you've done is not for nothing. You
right.
have to find some excitement in this, because not everybody, they spend years and years and years trying to lose 20 pounds and they can't pull that off.
Right.
To do 70 and the amount of time you've done it in, I mean, you have no other choice, in my opinion, but to be super proud and excited
yeah.
about that. So the clothes thing, that's an easy fix though, Breeze.
Right. There's a lot of people weighing in that say, maybe you have a clothing exchange with some friends, have everyone bring some stuff that doesn't fit them great, and everyone can just swap. That way you're not spending a ton of money while also reduce reusing and recycling. This person says, go to Goodwill. You can get your next new set of clothes for cheap during that in-between phase. I've been there. Some clothes even still have the tags on them as well. I mean, you know I love...
Yeah, you love
If you know
Goodwill.
Anything about me, you know I love a good deal, so...
You can go to Plato's Closet, where I went. Here's a $120 pair of Express jeans for men with the tag still on. Oh, well, they're not in season, but we can give you $4. All right, I'll take it.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. Yeah. And I think it just is hard because I am such a fashion girly, so I do want to, like, look and feel the... I want to get back to my OOTDs, is what I really want to do.
You
I want to get back to my outfit of the days.
Oh, I forgot you were doing that.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Can't do that in a bed sheet. I'll tell you that
no,
much.
No, you definitely can't. But honestly, Breeze, we're all very proud of you. So congratulations. Last time I checked in with you was 50 pounds.
I know.
Just pretty soon, you're going to be able to hang glide that Dorito and hula hoop that Cheerio.
Not me slipping through the floorboards.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5 and I'm